During today's Senate hearing, Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold said the rich pardon is one more sign of the corrosive influence of money in politics. Next month, the Senate takes up a campaign reform bill co-sponsored by Feingold and Arizona Republican John McCain. Of the two senators, McCain is much better known, but Feingold is quietly establishing a reputation as an independent-thinking Democrat who puts principle ahead of politics, even when it angers his strongest supporters. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In his most recent break with his party, Russ Feingold was one of eight Democrats who voted to confirm conservative Attorney General John Ashcroft. Six of the defectors represent states that backed President Bush last November. Two did not, Connecticut's Christopher Dodd and Feingold. Progressive groups were furious. In Feingold's case, those groups had helped him eke out a victory in his last campaign. But Dodd says the Ashcroft vote was classic Feingold.
He does what he thinks is right. He listens to people very carefully, but at the end of the day, makes his choice and realizes you don't get maybe. You have to vote yes or no, and is willing to disappoint even some of his base to do so. And I think people like it. It's one of the reasons I always felt Ronald Reagan was so popular. It's not that his agenda was ever terribly popular, but people liked the fact that he had the courage of his convictions.
Feingold needed his courage when he was the only Senate Democrat to vote against ending President Clinton's impeachment trial without hearing from any witnesses. Professor Emeritus John Bibby of the University of Wisconsin says Feingold is following in the footsteps of such diverse Wisconsin nonconformists as Bob La Follette, Joe McCarthy, and William Proxmire.
Some have compared him to Proxmire, and in a way he is, in that he's certainly kind of a maverick and very independent, and like Proxmire, has opposed the kind of pork barrel spending of some of his colleagues and favored fiscal restraint. But he doesn't have the showboating qualities that Proxmire had with his Golden Fleece Award to government agencies and his constant campaigning.
In Feingold's Capitol Hill office, the affable but intense 47-year-old seems content with the territory he staked out, even as he acknowledges the bad feelings after the Ashcroft vote.
What you find is that people always praise you and say, Russ, the thing we love about you is that you think for yourself and that you're independent, but when you don't do what they want, then they don't like it so much.
The main praise Feingold has received lately has come from Republicans looking for help with President Bush's agenda. But Feingold isn't cultivating friendships in that direction either.
If the Bush administration only makes nice by coming to see people and hands out cakes and does that sort of thing, it won't mean a thing. They have to take concrete action, especially in the area of race relations, to make this mean anything. The feelings out of the election from the year 2000 have some legitimacy. The resentment about the way the election turned out and how close it was and the way it was finally decided has some legitimacy. There's valid anger there.
Some look at Feingold and see a politician on uncertain ground, one with a largely liberal voting record who's not close to the Democrats and who doesn't have the heroic biography or the national constituency of a John McCain. But others see one of the few Democrats who could help his party the way McCain helps the GOP, by bringing new independent voters into the fold. David Gillespie, Vice President for Academic Affairs at Presbyterian University, says McCain's ability to attract independents should not be taken as a sign that they all share his conservative views.
That is not true. The people who are of independent mind cut across the spectrum ideologically. They cannot be typecast in terms of socioeconomic status. I don't think that there is any manifest destiny that says that Republicans are likely to do better among independent voters than Democrats.
Gillespie sees a growing number of young people who are currently disenchanted with the two major parties, but who could be enticed by a candidate who strikes them as truly independent. Gillespie concedes that Feingold doesn't have the national standing to be a Democratic McCain, but adds that 4 years is a long time in politics.
People listen to these Sunday morning television programs and they wonder who that Feingold is whenever McCain's name comes up. And what they will find if they look very carefully at that is a man that's about 11 years younger than McCain, whose second term in the Senate runs out conveniently in 2004, just as McCain's third term runs out, and who in many ways represents a kind of maverick quality on the Democratic side comparable to McCain's on the Republican side.
Many of Feingold's Senate colleagues don't envision him as a national figure. They have their own stable of rising centrists, Joe Lieberman, Evan Bayh, John Edwards, not to mention Al Gore. But anyone who can help a colleague in a tight race is a valuable friend, and Feingold says that's a role he'd like to fill.
Yeah, if I can help the Democratic Party in that way, I'd love to, because I want to be comfortable in the party. I want people that think like I do comfortable in the party, and that means being independent, still being proud to be a Democrat, but being allowed to disagree on occasion and to get out there and try to appeal to those independent voters.
It also means, says Feingold, that the Democrats have to quit projecting the same corporate, soft-money-dependent image as the Republicans. Next month, Feingold will return to center stage during the campaign reform debate. Should that bill survive the difficult road ahead, it will certainly enhance John McCain's stature and might just boost the profile of Russ Feingold. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.